We continue our learning with the Nishmas Tovi ben Menachem Shem Yehan Yaakov ben Pidichos Aliyah when Avodah Zorah Perek Dalin Mishnah Yubeis. Hamitayer Yeino Shel Oved Kochov in Menos Nimer Shuso. This is the case of the previous Mishnah. The wine belongs, the grapes and the wine belong to a non-Jew. The Jew is helping the non-Jew prepare it so that it's Tahor, so that the Jewish customers will purchase it. And but the barrels and the wine are in the rishus, in the house, in the domain of the non-Jew. Vala kosevlo, and apparently the Jew is the one who's going to be the customer, this very Jew. And the non-Jew writes to the Jew, is kabalti mimchamos, meaning I know you haven't paid yet, but I trust you. I'm going to write a receipt as if I already received the money from you for the wine. Mutter, so then the Jew is able to get hano, is able to use that wine. And we're not worried that the wine happens to be in the domain of the non-Jew. We don't say, well, it's still in his house, so it should be a problem. We say, no, since legally the Jew owns the wine now, since the non-Jew wrote him a receipt, so it's going to be mutter. According to some of the farshim, still needs a seal upon it, and we discussed that a little bit. One seal, two seals in the previous Mishnah, the same thing is true over here. Avalim yirtzi yisrael hotzio, but let's say the Jew wants to take it out. The non-Jew says, okay, belongs to you. Some say this is talking about within it, right? He didn't write him a receipt. Maybe he did, but he's not letting him take it out. Veino manicho achiite los mosov. In the end of the day, he's not letting him take it out of his, of the non-Jew's domain, until the Jew actually pays for it. So then, Zehaya Maisa Beis Shan. In fact, a case like this came up in the city of Beis Shan. Va'asru chachamim. And the chachamim said, since the apparently the non-Jew, maybe he's practically not letting him take it, or maybe legally it still belongs to him because he didn't write a receipt, the Chachamim said that this is going to be usur for the Jew to use the wine because it remained in the domain of the non-Jew and it wasn't legally that of the Jews. Perek Hey, Mishnah Aleph. Hasocher sapoel lasos imo v'yayin esech. Here you have a non-Jew who hired a Jew to work for him, and he's working with yayin esech. And yayin esech is asur bahana. But why is he able to do this work? So Bar Tanur says lahariko mikli al kli, to pour from one vessel to another, or laholi chavios makom lokom, to schlep barrels of the yayin esech one place to another. V'afilu mistanyenam. Even if this is stam yenam of a non-Jew, so the Mishnah says scharo aser. The schar, and this is even not real yayin esech, even stam yenam. We have to be strict that the schar is going to be prohibited. Says the Bar Tanur, knasu shekansu chachamim b'yayin esech v'stam yenam. This is a knas, a penalty that they give the Jewish worker for working for the non-Jew, that he is not permitted to get any benefit from the schar. Now, there should be nothing wrong. This is only a knas in the sense that even if we say we know that the Avodah Zarah is what we say is tofsin demain. If you you can't transfer, can't be poed Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, a sacrifice, Avodah Zarah item. And now I say, okay, I want to transfer the Isra of this Avodah Zarah onto the coins. Now the coins should be Isra and Avodah Zarah should be Mutter. That doesn't work. So to sell Avodah Zarah, so the money is also a problem, tofsin demain. That would not apply, though, to schar. That wouldn't apply to wages if you're working for Avodah Zarah. So that is not, it's not toast in demand. Nonetheless, this is something that the Chachamim made as a knas, not to work with Yayin Nesach or even Stam Yenam, and therefore the schar is going to be usher. But scharo lasos imo malacha acheres. But let's say the non-Jew hired the Jew to do another malacha. But even if, so here he hired the Jewish worker to do other work, and happened to be within that, he asked him to move a chavis of yayin nesech, so then the schar is going to be mutter. The Bar Tanur tells you what the case is. I'll tell you what I want you to do. Every barrel that you schlep for me, I'll pay you a pruta for. So, in such a case, the schar is going to be mutter. Avolim amar lo haver li mea chavios b'mea prutos. But if he said, no, the whole thing, 100 barrels for 100 prutos. V'nim says, chavish al yayin esech b'neem, and one of the barrels is yayin esech, then scharo is going to be usher. So here, we allow him, in the first case, he's allowed to take the wages of the 99 barrels. That would be true, even though there was a barrel of yayin esech amongst those. Because what did he say? He said each barrel is going to be. Most of them are other things, are juice, or beer, whatever it is. So you're going to take a pruta for each and every one. So then he can take a pruta for all of them, and he can't gain from the ayin esach. So that he's going to have to get rid of one pruta, throw that away out of 100. But that's where it was presented as each chavis for a pruta. But if it's a whole package, and in the package of the 100 barrels happens to be one is the ayin esach, so that is going to be a problem. Hasocher esachamor. You have a person who's hired, or a person here, someone hired a donkey to transport Yain Esech. So the schar is going to be prohibited. So here you have a non-Jew who is renting, who's leasing a donkey from a Jew. He wants to transport his Yain Esech. So the Jew, the rental payment is not permitted upon us. This is the same thing. Same thing as wages, we said, for a poel, for a worker, as we mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. This is a kanas of the Chachamim. But scharale sheva leah. But let's say he was hired, the non-Jew hired the donkey, rented the donkey from the Jew to sit upon it. Even though happens to be as the non-Jew was riding on this donkey, he put his jug of wine on it, then the Jew is permitted to take the rental payment, because why'd he rent it? He was just a ride on to transport something that's permitted. So then the rental fee is allowed. It's not also bahana, even though it happens to be that the non-Jew ended up transporting a jug of Yayin Esach on that donkey. Why is that so? So we assume that how much would he have paid rented the donkey had he not decided to put his jug on it? No, he would have paid him the same. So therefore, we don't look at the lease payment, the rental payment, as anything different because he happened to put Yayin Esach on it to transport it, and therefore the rental fee is permitted.